with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Good morning and welcome, Nikki
Good
and DeMello.
Good morning. Bit of a different weather start to the week than we had last week.
They weren't kidding about the rain, were they?
I know.
Did it stop once it started around your place?
No, it didn't. No, everything's drenched.
Yep.
Gutters are overflowing. Everything is wet.
It was funny too, watching the roads when it kind of started on Saturday. It was like somebody had just thrown some dishwashing liquid into it. And people,
very slippery.
People driving like idiots. It was just coming round corners, fishtailing everywhere. Yeah. It was just like, come on, you got to expect it to be a little bit different. Anyway,
we seem to have
adjusted somewhat to it now. So that's kind of good. It helped with the fires, I assume.
Yeah.
Too. Just knocked them off.
It was awesome.
How many they reckon were deliberately lit down south?
Oh, I don't know.
Just ridiculous. They reckon at least a couple of them in the southwest. I mean, Crime Stoppers, obviously, if you you know, can help on that 1-800-333-000, if you can help with that. Yeah, it's not cool.
No.
A health alert's been issued for New South Wales now. After a returned traveller has tested positive for COVID, so we'll watch that story unfold.
It's just one state after the other, isn't it?
It is, like dominoes. It was very hard to watch the BBL final, Sydney was the better team.
Yes, unfortunately, but there's a big sporting game today. I'm excited to watch.
Yes!
Probably just the halftime show, to be honest, but it is the Super Bowl day.
The weekend is the main act.
Yes, and he's going to make it a cinematic experience, apparently, so I'm very excited to see what kind of TV event he's prepared.
That's what he's aimed at. It's very much aimed at the TV audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, sucks to be one of the people in the in the actual stadium. You'll get, you know, crap.
You'll have to watch it later.
Everyone else will appreciate it. Yeah. So Super Bowl 55, 7:30 our time is on. I know not everyone will care, but there are plenty of sports-crazed individuals who will be watching.
I'm sure there'll be sporting venues, like the Sporting Globe normally open.
As always. And entertainment fans as well, like yourself, that want to watch the halftime.
The midway show.
Yeah, that's right. Kansas City, for those that are actually paying attention, Kansas City Chiefs take on the world of the world's oldest sportsman, 180-year-old Tom Brady, who plays as quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know if you know the story or not.
That's great.
He's actually my age. He's 43 and he's still playing as a quarterback. So, you know, props to a guy that can keep playing professional football at the age of 43 and has signed to be playing, they reckon, until at least he's about 45.
Goodness
they
me.
They reckon. So, you know.
That's pretty full on for...
It is.
You know, like footy players, they're mid-30s.
Mid-30s at best.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say. But anyway, good luck, Tom. And not just hanging in there. Like, you know, leading
the best,
charge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, that in itself, I think, makes the game worthy of paying attention to. And look, in other sporting news too, Ash Barty took out the Yarra Valley Classic on the eve of the Australian Open. I don't know, did you see?
I saw the trophy.
Yeah. Also, she managed to roast a wombat whilst...
I was like, my goodness, what is that? And realised it was the trophy.
On a cutting board as well.
Yeah, it's impressive. Someone's, like, carved it out of wood, a carved wombat.
I'm not sure. It's designed by a local Indigenous artist.
Yeah.
And is... I think focusing on also, I think that all of the competitions, there's a whole bunch of them in the Melbourne series that were based on areas that were affected by the fires.
Right.
Like there's all sorts of backstory to it, so it's good. I reckon it's great. Why should all trophies look the same?
I know.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, first off, school's back today, so I hope everyone has an amazing first day for 2021. Mm-hmm. Make good choices, be a good friend.
And high school students wear a mask.
Of course, and all teachers obviously too. Yeah. And remember, therefore, it is 40Ks an hour in school zones.
Yes.
Right. Now, look, when it comes to community sport and stuff, I noticed Mandurah Basketball have delayed the start of their domestic season for the year till the end of this sort of lockdown transition. So I guess while it's allowed, you're just going to make sure you keep an eye on your guides like Facebook page or your club sort of stuff to know whether or not everyone's getting back on board. I feel like a lot of people are going to hang off until we can sort of get back to semi-regular because it's hard to try and do it when all the officials and everyone are going to wear masks and stuff.
And there's 4 metre four square meter rules.
And restrictions. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, look, we'll see how it goes. And look, for things entirely unrelated to any of those issues, February 8th is Kite Flying Day.
Is it?
Yeah. So
go fly a kite.
Get out and have a go after school today.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, not well, so
yeah.
boring.
Yeah. Or crazy windy, you might lose it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. Yeah, they say successful kite flying involves lift, thrust, drag, and wind pressure.
Okay.
Which makes it sound like it's got a lot in common with underwear.
Does it? Okay.
Well, I think lift, thrust, drag, wind pressure, definitely.
Goodness. Anyone else would have thought of that, but you.
First thing that came into my head. It's taken a while for them to sort it out, but New Zealand authorities have sentenced a woman who tried in 2019 to smuggle nearly 1,000 cacti and succulents into the country strapped to her body.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. How dedicated, though, do you have to be to the smuggling cause to strap a cactus to you?
I know. And like such a random thing to smuggle in.
Yeah.
Out of all the things, like what are you doing? Are you selling them? Are they worth money or do you just collecting them?
She's the cactus trucker. She's the lady.
She's the lady.
It's
going to
be an extremely uncomfortable flight.
Oh my God, yes.
Also explains why she didn't have many friends, obviously. She was too prickly. No?
No.
I reckon it might have been a setup. You know, maybe they were planted on her. Hey?
Stop it.
You see what I'm saying?
Stop.
You didn't see you coming up with any better.
I'm not engaging in the dad jokes.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Amazing Aussie Trivia.
All thanks to the Amazing Race Australia, which is back 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. Now, $50 cash up for grabs every morning and $1,500 cash at the end of all of this.
I'm clapping the cash, you see.
Okay.
Cash to win.
Of course.
Max from One and Up is here to have a crack and score some big dollars here. Max, how are you?
Good.
That's good.
So now, am I right in thinking that today's the first day back for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You excited about that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Really? 100%? All right.
Not convincing us.
That's all right. Well, let's see if we can make you a little bit of cash before you get back to school. Got three questions. I'll put the timer on. There'll be 10 seconds for you to answer them in. If you get them all right, $50, maybe a bit more. You up for that?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Stand by. First of all, Max, tell me, do you eat, play, or throw a boomerang?
Throw.
What state is known as the Apple Isle?
Tasmania.
And name the Australian Prime Minister.
Scott Morrison.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
You throw a boomerang, Tasmania is the Apple Isle, and Scott Morrison is our Prime Minister.
You did it. Easy as that. Well done. You've won $50 cash, and you're in the draw to win $1,500 cash, all thanks to the Amazing Race Australia. Well done.
Thank you.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news delivered live from her new underwater playground, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Kid Leroy has become the youngest artist ever with a number one ARIA album.
Oh, wow.
At just 17 years old, he set a new record as the youngest Australian artist with a number one album on the ARIA charts, taking over from Delta Goodrum. Her record has stood for longer than he's been alive. Try and work that out. Leroy has also become just the second Indigenous artist with a number one ARIA album. Delta Goodrum's debut album, Innocent Eyes, hit number one after she released it in 2003 when she was 18 years old, whereas the Kid Leroy is 17, so just slipped in there.
Nice.
This is his latest one, Without You.
Any eyes for me to think?
Nice.
Yeah. Now, Cardi B has released a new song called Up, and it's causing a bit of backlash. A few artists have come forward saying that Cardi has stole the song from them.
Right.
New Jersey artists Mer Pesos and Mer Fontaine say Up copies their track Stuck. A few other artists have come forward saying that she has also stolen the beat from the song. So she's in hot water over at the moment. This is her song Up.
The bits that we can play.
Yes.
If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up.
If it's up, then it's stuck.
Correct. Okay. And this is the Mer Pesos and Mer Fontaine song, Stuck.
Then up, then it's stuck. Up, then it's stuck. Up, then it's stuck. Up, then it's stuck.
Nah, I can't hear any similarity.
I can't hear it at all. She's denied the claim, saying if she jacks something from somebody, she can give them a $20,000 and 2% of a song. I'm going to do that. This is, I'm quoting her, if you're wondering.
Of course.
If you're feeling a certain type of way, we can take it to court. There you go.
Feeling a certain type of way. Wow. You know, I love it when you translate it like that. When you know, it almost makes sense. I mean, look, it's hard to understand when she says it, but it almost makes sense coming out of her mouth.
You can feel the passion.
Not when you write it down. It gets lost, doesn't it?
Does.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.